mentioned earlier, there is a there's an attorney general's opinion out that may very well come out and simply say the Multnomah County Commission has not acted properly in the last 20 years in exercising its role and responsibility, and where both in governance of that activity and where the placement of those funds go. Well, I think Representative Bellamy is correct in the sense that there's no advocate for the county fair activity inside the county. There's just no advocate for it, and the board would establish, a clear board would establish that kind of advocacy that's needed to try to pursue the way in which the facility is governed, and that's the basic intent of this this bill.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman, may I just say that I think it's important to understand that the PI has had some real difficulties, and not all of it has been at the fault of Multnomah County. Part of it is the farm economy and the changing styles of the showing, and so and the PI in the last 3 years has totally rechanged their way of doing things. The show is different, out of necessity part, and it right now will compete with the Cow Palace in San Francisco as for quality and size. You may hear a lot about the Spokane show if some of you have done any research. I went to the Spokane show this last year, and it is one-third the size in terms of number of livestock shown as PI. So the PI's got some problems, and they're working on it. But I think that this is the first step in allowing the PI to get some footing and make some long-range goals. I think that there is, before the state ever did anything specifically financially to the PI and to those grounds, the state ought to request that those grounds become self-sufficient. There is no reason why the Multnomah County Exposition Center should not be a private enterprise, very successful. There's nothing wrong with that statement. It should be. It may take a little help from the state to get it on a sound financial basis and a management basis so that it can get there. But there's no reason why it shouldn't be. And the end result is Portland never seems to say no when the agricultural community comes to town to spend their money. In terms of tourists, in terms of conventions, Portland never seems to say no at that point. It's very difficult for the agricultural community to go to the Multnomah County or the city of Portland and ask for money to do some of those things. But once we get there, they always seem to have a smile on their face.
Okay. I want to stop the question of these three gentlemen because we're short, and I think that we have, we want at least one person from the other side to give their say.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
It's our pleasure, Representative. David Warren, I want to let you know as you come up, you're the only one signed up that's against the bill. So before you begin, people from the Pacific International, I apologize, but we're not going to get to you today because we have to go to the floor early, but sounds like you've had some very strong supporters up here anyway, but you will certainly be notified when we rehear this bill.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is David Warren. I work in the budget office in Multnomah County, and I've been stabbed to the heart about five times listening to the testimony here. one of the things that we try to do, we really have tried to do, it seems like every 6 months this comes up in Multnomah County, we've tried to put together figures that demonstrate what the cost of the facility has been, the expo center is what we're talking about, and what the revenue produced has been over any number of given years. My testimony doesn't include that, but since it's been referred to, let me tell you what it looks like since 1964-65 up through 83-84. It cost the county $10,886,000 to run that facility. All the expenditures. All the revenue produced, including the state transfer racing revenue, has been $10,698,000. In other words, about $200,000 less than it cost to run. There is no big surplus that's been siphoned off the general fund. The racing revenue is not the major source of revenue out there. It's 15% of the revenue produced by that center. If you look at the prepared testimony...
Wait a minute. I want to get back up a minute now. You're saying $10 million for what period of time?
Since 64, 65.
Okay, and then that time it brought in over $200,000 more than...
It lost $200,000.
Okay, that's
lost $200,000.
But in 10 years, that's only $20,000 a year.
20 years. 20 years. since we took it over. I know, it's not a lot of money, but there's no surplus is going to the general fund. This thing is not being ripped off to provide health care or public safety. That's not what's happening out there.
Okay.
Another thing is that the racing revenue is not the main... Excuse me,
I'm going to recognize Representative Jones because we are in a tight constraint.
Let me stop you for a minute because I think more interesting to me than the last 20 years is what's happening in the last several years, and that would be, give me something that would give me either the last couple of years, the last 5 years, the current year, something that tells me that.
Sure. Hang on, I got it right here.
It isn't in your testimony, at least not that I can see.
No, it isn't. It looks to me, well, since 77-78, it's lost $15,367.
77-78.
Through 83-84.
Through 84, it's lost how much?
15,000.
It's lost total of 15,000?
Yeah.
From 78 to 84?
Yeah.
Okay. This current, the biennium you've just finished, 83-84, what were your figures in terms of loss and gains? Do you have that?
Okay, yes. For 82-83, it lost $86,000. For 83-84, it netted a plus $296,000. And that's the next part of my testimony.
83-84, it gained how much?
$296,000. Now, the reason for that is...
Made up for all that you lost ever before.
Well, yes,
lost 200,000, yes. It did.
Sure. No, that's included in the 200,000 loss. Okay. It didn't make up for it yet. It will this year. And the reason is that the focus has shifted from agricultural shows to local business promotional shows. What we object to in the bill is that it assumes that this is a fairgrounds in a traditional sense. Now, agriculture is one of the things Multnomah County is responsible for promoting, and it's one of the things the state's responsible for promoting. That's why that racing revenue is distributed, is to promote agriculture. Well, that's not who uses that facility. Only about 20% of the use of that facility is for agricultural shows. You're asking the economy of a metropolitan area to subsidize an agricultural show that isn't relevant to that area. It's not that that's not important, but we don't object to dedicating fair revenues and agricultural show revenues to fair expenses and agricultural show expenses. But we do object, because the only way that thing has begun to make money, we do object to ripping off the, to taking the profits from renting space that is not agricultural in nature. And in fact, if you wanted to make that a self-supporting and profitable area, you would start to construct facilities out there, which would be of very little use to the PI, because it would be conference rooms, small exhibit halls, things where specialized exhibitors like if you can't get into the Memorial Coliseum, would come and use. If you create a fair board to deal with agricultural issues and try to convert that into a major fairground for the, that would draw from the Pacific Northwest, you're running in the face of what in fact the best use of that facility appears to be if you look at the economics of it.
Yeah, but Dave, it's all according to how the matrix of that board is. You may have some people who are very understanding what you're saying.
I understand that.
Because the basis of that was agriculture, and then later came the attachments of the...
That's fine, too. If the state has decided now that it is not just agriculture or local natural resources that the state is going to subsidize by use of racing revenues, and wants the counties to pick up any number of industries as a state promotion, then that's fine, because the revenues from this thing are not being produced by those things which the state has historically promoted. The revenues from this are going to be produced by automobile shows, auctions, fundraisers, variety shows, rock shows, people who want to exhibit their fine china, that kind of stuff. That's not the same thing. Now, that's so we object to we're objecting to the definitions here, absence of definition. The assumption that this is a fairgrounds and that its operations somehow all tie into fairs and the agricultural shows, that's not what it is. And it's going to become less that way. If you want to tie up a different kind of thing into subsidy of agricultural shows, that's what you're going to do with this bill.
Questions? You've got about 3 minutes to quiz this gentleman. I want to apologize that we did not have a large amount of time. We're going to have a hearing on this
but
bill.
I have one question.
I wish I had a question. Representative McCarty.
Yeah, how much revenue does this Multnomah County Fair and Expo, how much revenue does it generate for the city of Portland and Multnomah County? Total, to the area.
I'm sorry, I don't have any idea.
That does bring in a substantial amount, though, doesn't it? Or would it?
I would assume so.
You would assume so.
But I would also assume that the bulk of the people that go there during the year, not to the fair and the PI, but the bulk of the exhibits are locals.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to close the hearing on 2410. We are due on the floor in 10 minutes. This bill is also on a schedule for this coming Friday. And we'll be hearing a possible work session. It's doubtful we're going to have a work session, but we'll see how it goes. So with that, we are adjourned.